What's up with the winter solstice? Do planets hang out with each other? How many fun facts can we fit into a single episode? I'm Bethany Van Delft, and we're about to find out on today's The 10 News, a special episode devoted to the wild, the weird, and the wow. It's 10 minutes of fascinating facts, sure to make you the most interesting person at your next virtual play date. Okay, let's get into the 10 News Trivia Special.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4, 3,
2, 1.
Here's your first trivia question of the day. This month, the orbits of Jupiter and Saturn will align in a way that brings them so close, they'll look like a double planet. What is this rare event called? A, a great alliance. B, a great coincidence. C, a great conjunction. We'll find out the answer in a few minutes, so stick around. While you think about what Jupiter and Saturn are up to, let's hear from another out-of-this-world duo, our favorite father-daughter podcasters, Jacob and Olivia from Curious Kid. They've got some cool facts about the winter solstice.
Hey, everybody. Did you enjoy the sunshine on Monday? If you did, you were able to get the most out of the shortest day of the year.
Aren't all days 24 hours?
Yes, but I'm talking about the amount of time between sunrise and sunset. Monday, December 21st, was the winter solstice. For those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, it was the darkest day of the year, with only about 9 hours and 15 minutes between sunrise and sunset. That means almost 15 hours of darkness. Let's learn some fun facts about the winter solstice.
The winter solstice marks the official start of winter.
That's right. Winter started on Monday.
Going forward, there will be more and more daylight every single day until we get to summer.
That's so exciting. I can't wait for the nice, warm summer months.
Oh.
Hang in there, because it will get colder before it gets warmer.
So don't put away your warm coats yet. In most areas, the coldest days are in January, which is just weeks away. So a little more daylight is not going to give us warmer weather right away.
Warm weather is being enjoyed by people in the Southern Hemisphere right now.
And that's because the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere takes place at the same moment as the summer solstice in the Southern Hemisphere.
Very interesting.
Right now, south of the equator, people are enjoying long days and warm weather for the start of summer.
And here's a fun fact that will blow your mind. The winter solstice has nothing to do with how far away the sun is.
The sun is actually pretty close to Earth right now compared to other points throughout the year. The reason our days are short and nights are long is because the Earth is tilted. This time of year, the Northern Hemisphere is tilted away from the sun, which means less sunlight and colder weather.
Okay, Dad, let's bundle up and go outside before the sun goes down. Happy holidays, everybody!
Happy holidays!
To learn more from Jacob and Olivia, check out their Curious Kid podcast. Okay, back to our trivia question. This month, the orbits of Jupiter and Saturn will align in a way that brings them so close, they'll look like a double planet. What is this rare event called? Is it A, Great Alliance, B, Great Coincidence, or C, a great conjunction?
Did you guess it?
The answer is C. Conjunction is a word astronomers use to describe the meeting of objects in the night sky. A great conjunction happens when the two largest planets in our solar system, Jupiter and Saturn, align.
Fascinating.
Although from Earth, they may look like they're snuggling up together, they're still hundreds of millions of miles apart. A great conjunction like this one hasn't happened in 800 years, and it'll be visible in the night sky throughout the month of December. You've got to check it out. What's better than hearing the 10 News Fun Facts of the Day? Hearing three of our favorite fun facts of the year. That's three times the fun and three times the facts.
Woohoo! Okay, let's count them down.
Number three, Anatidiphobia is the very real fear that somewhere in the world, a duck may be watching you. I just love that one. Number two, in Switzerland, it's technically illegal to own just one guinea pig because they get lonely. Aww. And the 10 team's number one favorite fun fact of the year? In Major League Baseball games, the umpires are required to wear black underwear just in case they split their pants. I mean, yeah, I'm feeling like this is a sensible tip for, like, anyone. Match your undies to your pants. Duly noted, MLB. Do you have a fun fact to share? Email us at hello@the10news.com. A few episodes ago, our fearless nature nerd, Lane Farber, presented a trivia question so fascinating, so intriguing, and so disgusting, we just had to bring it back. And this time, Lane has even more to say about it. Ugh. Let's revisit Lane and the infamous Emperor Penguins.
It's the holiday season, so you know what that means. Time to pay homage to everyone's favorite flightless bird, the penguin. Sewn onto tacky Christmas sweaters and plastered onto giant tins of flavored popcorn, you just can't avoid seeing these cute little feathered friends. And why would you want to miss these fabulously feathered fowl? There are 18 species of penguin, most of which live in places where it's cold. Like, really cold. One of such penguins is the emperor penguin, which lives in Antarctica. Emperor penguins are the biggest species. They can weigh up to almost 100 pounds and stand around 4.5 feet tall. That's roughly the size of a fifth grader. Even though they're quite large, many colonies of emperor penguin went undiscovered. Until now, that is. So, how did scientists find these well-hidden penguin colonies? Was it A, satellites tracked trails of black feathers left on the white snow? B, satellites tracked poop stains left on the white snow? Or C, satellites tracked a penguin tap dancing on a mountain? If you guessed B, you're correct. Scientists used satellite images to track and locate these poopy penguins.
What?
Strange, but true. This discovery is important because emperor penguins are a near-threatened species. This means that their population is stable now, but could become threatened in the near future by our changing climate.
That's bad.
Discovering new colonies of penguins is great because it means that there are more breeding adults helping raise the number of penguins living happy lives in the wild. These pictures of poop prove that the emperor penguin population is 5 to 10% larger than we previously thought it to be. Now, that might not sound like a big number, but in science, a 5% increase can be significant. So, this is good news. There are more penguins. More penguins means more flightless friends who call Antarctica their home. And an even greater reason that we should do our best to think of how our actions affect our planet and the critters we share it with.
You can hear more from Lane on her Nature Nerds podcast.
Hey, parents and awesome guardians. I'm Tracy Leeds Kaplan, executive producer of the 10 News.
I'm Owen, and I'm 8.5.
And who are you?
Your son.
How would you like to know the future?
Ooh. Follow us at the 10 News on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. There we drop a few clues on upcoming episodes in emojis.
What's your favorite emoji?
Maybe the scream emoji.
The scream emoji? That's fitting.
It's time for your second trivia question of the day. In a previous episode of the 10 News, we told you which animal your sneeze could beat in a race. What? I know. Do you remember what that episode was called? Was it A, trade in your swimsuit for a spacesuit, B, a Mandarin hip-hop masterpiece, or C, keep that pumpkin pie to yourself? Okay, that one's really hard, so here's a big hint. You can find the answer by visiting the episodes page at the10news.com. Go check it out and tune into our next episode to find out if you're right. That's it. Time's up. That's the end of the 10 for today, but you can catch new episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media in collaboration with Next Chapter Podcasts and distributed by iHeartRadio. The writing team is led by editorial director Tracy Crooks, with contributions from Stephen Tompkins, Jacob Rosenzweig, and Lane Farber. The creative producer is Jenner Pasqua. Marketing is led by Jacob Bronstein, with social media and web support by Stephen Tompkins and Adam Farr. Editing and sound design by Pete Musto, under the production direction of Jeremiah Tittle. Executive producer Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan round out the team. If you have questions about the show, a story idea, or just a fun fact you want to share, email us at hello@the10news.com. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review The 10 News on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. It really makes a difference. I'm Bethany Van Delft, and thanks for listening to The 10 News. Now go dazzle someone with all the fun facts you just learned. Dazzle, dazzle, baby. I don't know what that was. I don't know. Just go dazzle somebody, you dazzling creature.